When I first met Joe Duffy, I was in Wisconsin, on the Red Cliff Reservation right on Lake Superior. We were in a small room, almost like an attic, and we weren't alone. There were many elders there that day, and we sat and chatted about their thoughts and connection to the Big Lake.
Well, I was born in 1939 in Red Hayward, but my mother was from Red Cliff here. And I started fishing when I was about 15 years old. It was quite a while ago. When I first started fishing, there was about probably 50 boats in Bayfield and in Cornucopia and that. Now we only got 6, 7. So fishing is just like a small farmer. The kids, no kids behind us. It's still getting hard work. It's really hard now, especially with the education they got today. You know, they can make a hell of a lot more money, but you got to be a designated guy to be a fisherman. I always say, guy, you're never born one. It's got to be bred right into you. You got to like it. Otherwise, you will never do it, because usually 90% of the time, a fisherman gets up at 4 o'clock in the morning. You leave the dock at 5. And the reason why you go early is to beat the wind. That in the morning, there's pretty much wind. But then you start getting noon, 1, 2 o'clock. The wind picks up, well, you get the hell off of there. Then. So you're always usually done by 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Of course, I mean, you ain't done. You still got a lot of work to do. But that's just every day. And now, the last 20 years, you couldn't even hardly hire nobody, because these young kids don't want to get up at 4 o'clock. They're just getting home. So it's crazy. And that's why I blame that our tradition is going. It's going to go.
Joe has a healthy respect for the lake. He's been fishing on it for longer than I've been alive. He's seen a lot, and he knows how fast it can change.
And knock on wood, we never, in my 50, 60 years around here, we never lost a guy. You know, accidentally. Never did. Which was, our no boats, oh, we had a couple sink, but they were in, they got off. Everybody got off. Well, that was one good thing. And fishing is a dangerous, dangerous business. We're lucky. I can't remember ever losing a guy in a boat.
And it's hard work, too. With early mornings, heavy lifting, long days, it's no cakewalk. Joe was born into it. He had no choice. But today's kids have options.
But it was a good life for me, but you gotta like it, see? So, them days, you had to make a couple $100 just to get by. Mm-hmm. But right now, like I say, I think we got about 7 fishermen compared to 50, 60. It's a dying tradition. And the ones we got now, there's about half of them are all in their 60s. So I don't know what the hell's going to happen another 15, 20 years from now. Them guys will be 15, 20 years from now. I won't be running. But them guys will be 16, 70 years old, the ones I'm talking about. Eh? They're 40, 50 now. And there's no 12, 14, 18, 19-year-old kids coming behind us. None.
To me, the thought that the tradition is dying is sad. But at the same time, I don't think I could do what Joe's done. And frankly, I don't know many young people who could. Things are different, and I don't know if that's good or bad. Things do change, but in the end, we still have the lake.
The Lake Superior Project is a production of WTIP Community Radio on the north shore of Lake Superior. Program producers are Barbara Jean Johnson and Kelly Schoenfelder. This project is funded in part by the Coastal Zone Management Act, by NOAA's Office of Ocean and Coastal Resource Management, in cooperation with Minnesota's Lake Superior Coastal Program. To learn more, visit wtip.org/Lake Superior Project.